What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
That's a hell of a statement. Track one, take.
Hip cats and Dogs. Yeah. Just dogs. State of you.
Hey, they're all right.
Yeah, they're all right. Dogs are some of my favourites, actually.
Yeah, what? The animals.
So your hip cat is just there. Oh, I'm too cool for school and stuff, you know. I listen to the ITHB podcast with Rob Morgan and...
Callum Eckersley.
Callum Eckersley. I'm it. I'm with it. I'm like... This is like what MTV was like to those, you know, like those people on those... The 90s and 80s were great documentaries.
Talking Heads, fellas.
Yeah. They'll be that. They'll be like, going, oh, yeah, what happened when you listen to
this podcast? Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and the dogs. The dogs are the party animals. Really.
Sure. Yeah, they're the ones we're really speaking to.
That's the ones. Yeah. That's the ones where for you. And... I would like to think that both species, and you are a species, you are like species, you are animals, would be grooving to that.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
How could you not?
They're walking to work, from work, just getting somewhere. They're commuting.
Yeah.
They're at work. And I reckon they're like shrugging their shoulders. Yeah. With like, because that bass line, like that fretless bass line sound, yeah. That's like... That's something for like your Alan Partridge,
yeah.
Mobile Home, air basin.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
It's got that sweet 80s white guy groove going on, and it's more E-He related stuff. But this time from the man himself, the main E-He man, Zach Berber, and he knows his way around the pop song. He knows how to make a groove, and he's got that 80s shit going on.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant.
But in a good way, Callum.
Definitely.
Maybe the 80s are cool again.
Yeah, hold
maybe
the
it's
phone.
Time to like the 80s the now that everybody's 90s. Yeah, that's something from Zach's latest tape, which is called Painted Zach, which you can get from the E-He Bandcamp, which I think is E-He IJI.bandcamp.com. And it will cost you like $5, which was only like £3 for me.
Lovely. Good rate.
No, actually, it was $3 because for $5 on that same Bandcamp, you can get Whatever Will Happen, which is E-He's latest album.
Oh, go and get that.
For $5, which is like £3.50.
Well. That's ridiculous.
That's cheaper than a Brooklyn Lager, mate.
Yeah, that is.
On bottle or draft, you could buy 3 of them. Some beer talk there.
That's well done. I like that. Next up for me is a band who. I've liked for a while, but I don't think I've ever brought them in before. Radiator Hospital. They're a Philadelphia band. Girlpool do a great cover of one of their tracks live every time I've seen them.
Okay.
But I can't
I'm yet to make my mind up on Girlpool.
They're good, mate.
For every song I really like, every song I do not like as much.
That's okay. Every time I've seen them, they've
been... That means I kind of like them.
Actually, one time I saw them, I didn't like them, which was when we saw them supporting Alex G.
Do you know what? They covered... my top 5 worst songs that I hate because they covered it with Alex G because it exists in the singing register, which is the Cranberries Zombie.
You've always hated that.
I
since I've known you anyway.
It was kind of a thing.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
hatred for Zombie
You've
by the Cranberries
worn it on your sleeve.
Yeah, it runs through my veins.
Good. Anyway, the track's called Will You Find Me. It's from an upcoming split 7-inch they're doing with the band Martha, who are from Durham, from over here. They're doing a UK tour together with them.
From Durham?
From Durham, mate.
Wow.
So Radiator Hospital are doing a little tour.
Some people
with
would say that Durham is the Philadelphia of England.
What, because of where it is? Northeast?
No, I don't know. I don't
know. No, you might say it. It's northeast, mate.
Durham's
anyway.
Like posh north, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's unposh bits as well. I don't know, I've never been.
Reassuring. Hey, let us know about if you're from Duzza.
Will You Find Me? It's the track.
No! it down. Fear is a loose, is spreading like a fire. Fight, ever distant, fight always against this. In the Savior's hands, searching for hope in the promised land. So cold, wind blows, always against this. I never thought we'd get lost this ride. Change today. Now we're here. Look at change today.
War, never be still. War, never be still.
Song to get naked to, Callum.
Yeah.
Not in a take your clothes off, baby, and lay sweet poon on a platter. This is fuck, man. Let's release ourselves of these threaded shackles. Let's be with nature. Let's experience freedom. Let us run into the fields of green aplenty with peen slapping thou thigh. That's what that sounds.
What?
Peens.
Slapping thou thigh.
Peen slapping thou thigh.
Yeah, okay.
If you run, Callum, through the fields.
Naked.
Naked?
You're a man who's done this before.
No. I don't know. The, sound well, like I don't know what the longest distance I've ever run naked in. Naked is. Something to think about.
Yeah.
At IHHB Podcast, what is the longest distance you've ever run with thou peen slapping thigh?
Yeah,
your peen.
I think they did a whole American Pie film on that,
running naked
mile or so. There's some, you know, like one of them joined a fraternity.
I'm not
it
thinking.
Was a tradition.
I'm thinking less American Pie with this song. I'm thinking more hair, because it has an element of the Amdramaticals about
sure.
it. There's something quite theatrical about this song.
Yeah, definitely.
It is something by me and my kite. With my me and my kites. Me and my kites. Me and the kites. Me and my kites.
Yeah.
And they seem to have put me into that environment, Callum. They put me into a time and place where that's cool, brother.
Those don't matter.
That's cool, brother. We're all in a different space now.
It's cool anyway, if you want to do that.
We're animals. You know, I'm seriously coming up.
Good.
And I want to get rid of these. You do actually think that, those things. And they themselves are a self-proclaimed hippie pop band. And they're from Swedenland, which is the place of the beautiful people. And the £12.50 pint. And their sonic brethren, Dungan, who they kind of share a few sort of likenesses to.
Yeah.
They have some Swedish language tracks. And they have that sort of jazz, folk, pop thing going on. They've got an album out on somewhere, on CDR or SoundCloud or something. It's called Is It Real or Is It Made?
Yeah, good question.
Something for us all to ponder.
Yeah.
Yeah, IHHB Podcast, if you can confirm. Is it real or is it me?
Next up for me is a band called The Persian Leaps. They've got an album out called High and Vibrate. It came out like a week ago. I've been really enjoying it this week. So.
Oh, this is great pop.
It is great pop. And it's like not an album, actually. It's like a 5-track EP. But they've got a lot of stuff, bands that I like, that they sound a bit like. Like, sound a bit like Teenage Fan Club on some tracks.
Yeah.
Sound a bit like Dinosaur Jr. on some tracks. Sound a bit like Husker Du on some tracks.
Hey, Callum, where can I listen to this? Great.
Go to Bandcamp. $5 of your money.
Okay, as we said,
It's on Spotify as well, if you want to do it that way.
That's about the price of a Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
In certain places.
Exactly. Yeah, a bottle of, yeah. A pint of, double it.
Yeah, double it. Maybe triple it.
Yeah. It's out of your range.
Yeah. It could be one of those really nice glasses that your dad will yeah. be quite proud of you if you stole.
Anyway, yeah, the track's called The Infection.
Yeah.
That's something by Seattle punk band Nail Polish, and it's the new project of James Dean Shiel, who he's from Wet Paint, DMM and Footwork. Do you know Footwork?
Yeah, I think so, maybe. I know Wet Paint, I think.
You're just thinking of Wet Paint?
Yeah, maybe.
Wet Paint sounds like
I know a Spray Paint, the band Spray Paint, different band.
I know Wet Bands as well.
Yeah,
I know Paint Bands. It's you know, I can't keep up, Callum. Anyway, they're just about putting out a new tape on Help Yourself Records.
Who are good?
They're great. Who was it saying? Oh, they're putting out that Childbirth record.
Yeah.
Which has piqued my interest. It looks ace.
Yeah, that does sound good.
That's a track called Neighbourhood Watch.
I like that track. Next up for me is a duo called Grapple, who I hadn't heard of before, but this is a bit poppy for me, this
This
choice.
Is... I was like, this is polished as fuck.
Yeah, it's well polished. They're a Swedish band.
Oh, well,
Swedish duo,
yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah,
of course, they know how to do pop.
But the chorus in this is so catchy. Reminds me of, like, Bee Gees and stuff.
How
like
much
that.
Do you think a Sierra Nevada would cost in Sweden?
£30,000-£40,000.
Yeah, because if you think a £12.50 Amstel.
Yeah. It's like the price, it'd be the price of a brand new car here.
Yeah.
Like 7,000.
They'd be like 50 euros more and you could get yourself a Volvo.
Yeah. Anyway, what they said about this is, initially, they were inspired by King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar when they recorded this.
Oh, wow. The whole song.
Yeah. But when playing around in our rehearsal space, and then it just ended up something completely different. But it happened, it was spontaneous. They rolled with it, they recorded it. They don't know if it's going to end up on their new thing or not.
Have they done anything before?
Yeah, they've got. They had an EP out before, which I listened to it today. I can't remember what it's called, but it was really decent. It came out on Strangers Candy.
Okay.
Which is a Swedish indie label. But that's well worth listening to. Go to their Spotify, it's on there. But it's great. Anyway, the track is called Arrow.
Got the look that you gave me, got me down. turn.
Go on.
I'm Turner White's. Oh shit. I'm Turner Sweet Snake. I live a pretty good life. I live alone. At least I have my own space, and I'm the only one in it. But I'm connected to everyone. We all are. We all do. If any one of us gets lonely, we just communicate on this designated social channels, and we get a blast of social vapor entering into our space.
True.
It tops up our levels. Or so they say. If we need to satisfy our human needs, we pop it in a hole, or climb upon a rod, and our levels deplete in one place, but exceed in another. Or so they say. Our levels have to be at a sweet spot at all times, otherwise the system fails. We're all part of the system. We're all cogs. If a cog's levels are down and it's slowing down the system, their cog is removed. To where? No one knows. Luckily, I got this sweet setup. I fake my levels, I hack my social environment, and Turner Sweet Snake does exactly what he wants.
And this is the soundtrack to what he wants to do all day, which he spends the day... He's got his own little space, which is great for him.
Yeah.
Spends the day jacking off, watching old South Park episodes, looking on YouTube or whatever YouTube they've got of the day, watching documentaries on Scientology, the Masons, KKK...
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding, and that Danny Dyer UFO documentary.
Which I love. Which everyone should watch. It should be part of the curriculum.
Look at that little fire.
Is there a pipe here?
The soundtrack to Sweet Snake is by Pittsburgh's premier vintage Moog specialist, Mazuz, something like that, who makes ace sci-fi soundtracks in the vein of Evangelis.
Yeah.
With a little bit of those can rhythms going on. And he has something out, a little latest offering, a tape, if you will, called Union of Worlds, and it's out on Constellation, who always put out really good stuff.
Nice.
In that sort of vein.
I like that a lot.
It's great, isn't it? Oh, the song is called Overmind.
Lovely accent, lovely sort of Batman voice.
Wow.
Is that your inspiration?
I don't just that sort of generic buzz cut American rebel guy going, I'm Turner Sweet Snake. I don't give a damn about your rules.
Yeah. Anti-government, anti-everyone, really.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like a futuristic cop. Also by fighting the battles within with the bureaucrats.
Judge Dredd type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you, you come in your suits and you've never gone out in those streets. People are dying.
Yeah, wonderful.
You're sick from the scum. You fat kids. Turn a white sweet snake, though.
Yeah.
Whew. He's just jacking off all day. Yeah. System.
He's got his own space.
He's like the futuristic nerd.
Thank God he's got his own space.
Ideally, like, these rebels, what do they do now? They're, like... The height...
Spend a lot of time on forums.
Your height of getting into that is getting deep web, is getting into the anonymous. That is where your, like, new MI5
that's where you're like
wants to be now.
Yeah.
And
wearing that mask. Is it a mask? What is it? Guy Fawkes mask thing.
Yeah, exactly. Just coming up with some sweet memes.
Yeah.
That's your rebel now. Vaping.
All this anti-establishment stuff is great, but have you got any more memes for us? What have you got? Anyway, next up for me...
I've got a Carlton doing this little dance in a GIF.
Yeah.
And I've got it. Like, when your boss leaves work early.
Next up for me is something I've just found out is actually older than I thought it was. I thought it was new. It's not. I don't care. It's great.
Fuck the dates.
Yeah, fuck it.
How I hadn't heard it before. Mate?
Like, quite old. Five years.
Oh my god.
But I think that's it's only cool. just. I think it's only I'll just let, come I'll out let this on. Slide. I haven't heard it before. You probably haven't heard it before. I hope. If you have, I'm sorry. Sorry about it.
Sorry about having listened to something twice.
Yeah. Really sorry. Wasting your time. Wasting everyone's time. Anyway, the track's called "No One Will Ever Know." It came up on the father-daughter records SoundCloud, which is well worth a follow.
Yeah.
But with no name, and I was like, oh, I love this song. To search around to by who it was by. It's by a band called Family Trees, who are a Brooklyn band, or a word, I don't know. This is their debut 7-inch. You can still buy it off father-daughter, or maybe they've only just put it on vinyl. I don't know.
Oh, who knows? Maybe they've just found a few in the back, and we're like, we need to get rid of this stock.
But it's got that lovely bedroom pop stuff that I love. I hope you love too. Yeah, it's called No One Will Ever Know.
some Afro funk from the Grant Fabo Afro Funk Orchestra featuring Muyiwa Kanuji. Sorry about that, mate. That's something by French producer Grant Fabo, and that guy who I just mentioned, he's a trumpeter in Egypt 80 who do a lot of the C and Cootie stuff, basically his touring band, and it also features Frank Biong from Massac on tenor, guitar and bass, Ohen Kologbo from Fele's Africa 70, he's the guitar player, Alfred Sunu from Les Frères Smith, apologise for this pronunciation, he's good on percussions, Cedric Rickard from De La Soul, Grand Ratu, big band, Ben Abarabanel Wolf, he's played with Ebo Taylor, who's a legend of that game, and Pat Thomas, who did put out that Ace album, Valentin Pellet from the Bim Bam Orchestra, and Pierre Pirot from who does something with Taras Bulba. Oh, and of course Miyuku is on your horns doing all that shit. That's something that seems to be put up on Paris DJs, who.
Oh, yeah.
Also a really good blog and radio. I don't know what they do. They do all sorts of stuff. That's a track called The Fourth, which you can download for a euro.
I love that. It's great
on
sound.
The Paris DJs Bandcamp. And they put up loads of other stuff from Grant all the time. So check it out.
Nice. Next up from me is a band that, surprise, surprise, are from Melbourne.
For fuck. This is getting silly, by the way.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, this is back-to-back Melbourne, so...
It's getting out of control, but it's great. I love it. This is from their self-titled album. The band are called Pronto. It's coming out.
Have we played something by them before?
Possibly. It's on Slovenly, so probably.
Yeah, we played Pronto.
Yeah, but I was checking out the album last night and really, really loved it. It's got that sort of UK punk thing, but yeah. It's also got, it's really catchy, like Ramones.
It's got a bit of power.
Yeah, a bit of power pop to it. It's great. Check out the album. Go to Slovenly's Bandcamp. You can download it for... I don't know. I can't know how much it is. It'll be a paltry sum. Just go and download it.
Mm.
It's well worth it. Anyway, Pronto. It's called Don't Pick Me Up.
Yeah.
just fuck it off and just move to Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm well up for it.
Because pound for pound, like, they're killing London.
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's where we live. And do you know what? Like, we can't compete at the moment. Melbourne,
we're coming over.
You've done it. That's something by Tourist Dollars, and they're a three-piece band, the project of Jesse McCormack and brothers Dave and Aidan McMillan from Red Spencer, who I didn't know of,
yeah.
But I checked them out, and they're a really good little indie pop group. And that sort of, that song has that... do you mind if I say old school?
No, yeah, that's all right,
old school English indie thing going on. You know, like, it's got a bit of introspective poet about it.
Yeah.
It's got the new wave, but it has a sort of folky storytelling element to it, and a little bit of dramatics in the delivery of the lyrics. And it also reminds me a little bit in tone and a little bit stylistically of Roscoe by Midlake. It has that kind
of
loneliness to it.
Yeah.
Roscoe by Midlake, of course, is a 10 out of 10 song.
Yeah.
That's something, because I think they put out some music last year, but this is like them, they're like, oh, this is the shit now.
Nice.
They're putting out an EP in 2016, so we're prepping now.
Looking forward to it, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to getting older. That's a track called End of Times. Here's Callum with something a little bit different.
Yeah, something a little bit old.
Yeah, just...
something old school. It actually is old school. So this is Mr. Liff. He's just signed a new deal, a multi-album deal, with Mellow Music Group, one of the best hip-hop labels around at the moment.
One of the best.
Yeah. He said he was waiting for the right people to sign with, and it's come along now. So he's signed a new deal with them. They're also going to be reissuing his classic album, I, Phantom, which this is from, produced by LP. Great LP production. And I love the bit where it just changes the middle of this song. It's great. Anyway, the track's called Return of the B-Boy. And it's the return of Mr. Liff.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Have a good one.
Seconds after I've been swept off my feet, open through the doors and in steps the beat, complete with medical packs and 4-4s. Looked at me and said, damn, this nigga needs guards. Wars, apart in the street, he got beat. The meat are disenfranchised and left weak. Gee, these images I couldn't ignore. Personas of the rhythm who just walked in the store. The snare slim sported a rear grin. Noticing damage within, remove bullets and pat skin. The kick drum scurvy opened my eyes, he said don't worry. At the clerk he fired rounds in a flurry and the hi-hat mat. Tapped the hostages with his gat. Told them break the fuck out and never look back. They have a form like Miyagi for the kamikaze. Then they got me, walked me out past the local paparazzi. I see y'all be animated, sure kid your jams are flavor. We need a savior and we came to relay the data. I'll repay a major situation cross town. Our music has lost sound cause they had us locked down. They meaning sucker rappers, herbs, crabs, common clowns who be making shitty sounds and laughs. Living facing masterpieces just to blast to pieces. What's dope and hope that we'd accept the whack of thesis. Jesus, where's the chamber? Allow me to become the scum rearranger. They said focus your anger and bring the rhymes that you wrote because these folks will hang ya. I accepted their concern, turned to woman, said fuck that written shit, I'll flip these niggas off the head. What about the feds? Hey yo, we left them a decoy. We didn't want the beast to know we brought back the B-boy.
Hip-hop, I'ma bring it back.
So whack, the beats are fighting back, and I was sent to attack, so I'm following the map. X's, mark the rappers I would soon hex with, corrosive cadences that'll believe in their next split. Step by step, I'm headed toward the set, to analyze a threat and make them regret the day we met. I suspect they got a smooth plot, I'm headed to the rooftops, that's where I'll make my stratagem, so I can splatter them. They were only half a 10, 5 less rappers alive when we collide, the standard is dope, they didn't coincide. They were sacrilegious and vicious, with dark witches, witches, to assure the core of hip-hop with the snitches. I dropped dime on how to travel back in time, so they can melt and misalign pioneers. Patterns of rhyming, I'm furious, seething at what I'm seeing. Soon those niggas won't be breathing. I've seen what I gotta, so I'm leaving. Cause I wanna set off the slaughter for the evening. The niggas hopped on my shit list with the swiftness. I'm about to rip this, come bear witness. Over Illmatic, I reach for it. This nigga said I couldn't have it. So tragic for him to try to counter my magic. I'm rabid, reach through his fucking face and grab it. Nigga, how the fuck did you figure you could interfere with the music so potent? Then I gazed at his skull for a moment before I moved on. Then I heard two songs, distinct flavors from the Wu's end of the 36 chambers. I'm about to bring this nigga danger. He was elusive, and Uncle Tom carried nooses. Strong yet spiritually useless. I gave him flashbacks of niggas getting treated like lab rats, beaten with whips and straps, hit him with conscience, held the mirror up to his face, the motherfucker jetted out of the place. Who's next to get me vexed? This rapper making idle threats, claiming that he's got concepts. I stepped to him slow, looked deep in his eyes, seen the prison was within him cause he's living a lie. I grabbed daily operation, told him that man was not meant to be the Earth's population. These thoughts left him pacing, now he suffers from brain disintegration. No thoughts or information, it started raining, visibility low. This had no effect on my abilities though. To murder an MC is standard procedure. I looked and seen this cat guard and follow the leader. But I'm a cheater, the abdomen and chest leader, primary feature. My intense urge to bleed ya. All his blood's green and I'm steadily aiming to find the next nigga for maiming. That's when my instincts came in handy. This mega large nigga tried to brand me. I dodged a mega blast of energy. Then my mind aged a century. Futuristic data for a complex matter. This power left a crater. I could peep the equator. He smiled, I could see him through the earth's vapor. Looked him up and down as we walked towards solid ground. What my jaw dropped and what I found. Classics by Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, BDP, PE, and Run DMC. Ruin the 3 feet. Criminal mind takes a nation a mill time. To kill, Run DMC self-titled. This nigga's my arch rival. Survival, not libel. Got up close and what I saw, I couldn't believe. My enemy was a genetic replica of me. Battling yourself is the biggest chore. It could leave you to draw a truly vicious type of war. So now I'm thrown off, taken back. In fact, I didn't know how to react. A lack of plan of attack, but his was in full effect. And next, he'd infect my intellect with thoughts I couldn't accept. Images of my grandmother in that old folks' home became very vivid in my dome. This method is drastic, telepathic, damaging my mental fabric. Hellified horror havoc. Well, I can't stand it, I understand it. Yet my torture was expanded by thoughts that he commanded. Had a vision of my uncle sitting dying by himself. Meanwhile, he's breaking down my physical health. Body blows, several shots to the head. 98% of which were absorbed by my dreads. The other 2% I accepted, just so I could feel the heat again. Had a vision of defeating men. So now I'm back, strapped and intact, increasing my brain waves to maximum impact. Thoughts were unholy, slowly he looked me up and down coldly, like I'm the motherfucking phony. And maybe I am, damn, I started, dropped the mic from my hands. Saw some open land, so I ran. But as I jet passed off, my man had blast shots, blood clots, stopping circulation to my nod. My ego split, my humility started to mumble feeble shit. The thug within me had a dream of Desert Eagle clips. So who's me? Maybe this Uzi. The cold hearted steel with the sign that says use me. I call a Susie. Do you like what you see? Usually I wouldn't let a biter confuse me. So watching this instance make a difference. So I started to think with the innocence of infants. Incense of incense, burn incense, I'm intense. It's funny how the powerful scent jets dense his senses, don't even count a minute the senses. I sent this, razor sharp toner, relentless. Sequences that leap fences, leading all humankind to deep ventures. So I shift forward like a Sith Lord with a swift sword, flipped and clipped his mic cords. Speechless, filled with weakness, peep this. He tried to use the heat of his desire to beat lift. Beat my guess, take a guess who left the set blast and who was left a mess.
Fight, fire, fire.
And at peace request, I summon the sun to burn a hole in his chest.
was insane, I was bugging. Then brought up to Earth, Grandmaster Flash, all jumped out the chamber, yo. It was like a dream.